You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, one of the many things that RNIB does to help work with external partners, for example, MPs, is guided cane walks. And one took place very recently. And joining me to tell us more about what they are and the most recent walk are Assistant Campaigns Officer Ross Meegan and Public Affairs Officer at the RNIB, Rhys Felton. Rhys and Ross, thank you both for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ross, let's come to you first. For those that don't know what a guided cane walk is, can you tell us a little bit as to what they are about and what they aim to achieve?
Guided walks are something we've done in the policy and campaigns team for many, many years, in particular in the last year or so with there being a general election and a whole cohort of new MPs. So a guided walk is essentially a way for us to demonstrate to decision makers the various challenges that blind and partially sighted people can face with getting around and what support can be put in place to help people overcome those barriers, like vision rehabilitation training. So we'll tend to meet with the decision maker or whoever we're meeting with on sort of a stretch of road, and we'll walk with them down that stretch of road and identify the various barriers that blind and partially sighted people like myself come across on a daily basis. Things such as airboards or poorly parked e-scooters or wheelie bins or shrubbery, just those kind of obstacles that we all encounter on most journeys we make. It's just a way for us to offer a bit of insight as to how challenging it can be making those journeys for people with sight loss.
Let's now find out what happened on the most recent guided cane walk that took place in Doncaster.
On this particular walk, a team of us from RNIB met with Lee Pitcher, who is one of the new Labour MPs following the general election. So we met with Lee in his South Yorkshire constituency in Doncaster, and we met on a stretch of road and did, as I just mentioned, walked with Lee down that stretch of road and sort of talked about the various barriers that a blind or partially sighted person would face on that road if they were making that journey. And obviously part of that is sharing our lived experience as well, like myself and another colleague that was there on the day who both have lived experience of sight loss. We also use that as an opportunity to obviously talk about things like vision rehabilitation training and how, you know, receiving, you know, those cane skills, that cane training can help people overcome these barriers, which is obviously not to say that you know, things like airboards and wheelie bins are fine being there. Obviously, in an ideal world, we wouldn't have those things blocking our pavements quite frequently. But having those cane skills, that cane training through something like vision rehab is a way of helping us to, I suppose, manage those barriers a bit better than we otherwise would. We met with Lee and did that walk and found that it was sort of incredibly receptive to everything we had to say. He was really curious and keen to ask questions, and I think by the end of it he really sort of understood the importance of having something like vision rehab, and he really sort of got to grips with and understood a lot more the challenges in terms of getting out and about when there are all these obstacles in your way constantly.
What's going to happen next with this walk that you've just done, and what will come off the back of it?
After the walk, we sat down with Lee for a coffee and a sort of more policy centered discussion about how we can work together now in Parliament to make things better for blind and partially sighted people. We spoke a lot about vision rehabilitation in particular, and some of the benefits that these services, when provided, can sort of provide and deliver for people's well-being, access to employment, individual freedom, things like that. So Lee is going to be, I think, a really important ally for us in Parliament. It's also personal to him. I mean, he spoke recently in a Westminster Hall debate about his wife, who has sight loss and has faced these sorts of barriers and continues to do so today. So I think it just goes to show that every relationship we build with MPs is unique and helpful in different ways, and they'll bring their own sort of experiences and motivations to our efforts to delivering that social change. So I think Lee's going to be a really important figure for us going forward, and we look forward to seeing how we can influence and shape things together.
That is excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing about more of them and how they progress. But for now, Ross Meegan, Assistant Campaigns Officer, and Rhys Felton, Public Affairs Officer at the RNIB. Thank you very much both for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Hubert.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.